This Friday, the crew of Let's See will be cruising to the north side of Valparaiso and pulling over to the Northside Tap. Join us as we pull up a bar stool and visit with Chef Eric and his cook, Rico. Chef Erica will take us through the back of the bar and the back of the house and introduce us to what their menu has to offer. We want you to join the conversation at 219-769-9577 for a chance to win a gift card from Northside Tap of Valparaiso. Let's visit a bar and grill that offers Detroit-style pizza, sandwiches, their famous wings, breakfast, and a cold, frosty drink. Let's discover the Northside Tap with Chef Eric, Rico, and me, Chef Nick, this Friday at 3 o'clock on 89.1 FM, your Lakeshore Public Media. Follow me on Instagram at Let's Eat, POD, and Spotify. Yasu! It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, WLPR.
Good afternoon, everyone out there. Everyone out there in Northwest Indiana. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat, 89.1 FM, your Lakeshore Public Media. Tom, how are you doing?
Nick, it is a Fri-yay, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't actually know when I get paid, so yeah, we'll call it Fri-yay.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, it's also National Pet Day.
National Pet Day?
Yeah, did you kiss your dogs today?
Yeah, actually, I did. Yeah. I did. I was in the pole barn this morning working out with them, and remember that storm a couple of weeks ago? Last week, the really heavy rain? We were in the barn that morning, and, you know, on a tin roof, it's just loud.
Yeah, they're
and
freaking out.
And since that day, they're two Aussie shepherds, they're sisters. They're like Velcro on me anytime we go out to the barn now because they're just like, the rain's going to come, Dad.
Those coats don't work on the dogs. Those thunder coats, I don't care.
They do not, no. Thunder coats don't. 4th of July, fireworks coats.
It's only drugs at work.
Yep, on the dogs and me.
Yeah, I give them the gummies all the time. I give them a bunch of gummies. today's National Pet Day, so I hope everyone out there gave their pet an extra pepperoni if they're a dog. I don't know what cats eat. I don't have any cats. You guys got cats?
I have two cats.
You have two cats?
Let me get the microphone. Two cats?
Oh, hi.
Yeah. Did you do anything special for them?
Fed them.
Yeah.
No extra petting?
Give them enough.
Rico, how about you?
I have a cat.
And do you do anything special? Like trim their eyes or a little bit?
I give her the love that I usually do. I give her a kiss every day anyway, so it doesn't matter, you know.
So today we have Northside Tap on, and we want you to call in because the Northside Tap has some gift cards. So you give us a call at 219-769-9577, and we'll be happy to take your call. You know, if you give us some input, we'll be happy to send you out. Well, they're not gift cards, but they're... They're like bar chips.
They're chips. They're like poker chips.
Like poker chips.
For a monetary value.
Yeah. So. For anything inside.
For
anything. But they're only good at the restaurant. I can't take those to like the Hard Rock or to a casino.
You can't put $5.
You could, but it's got
their
logo
yeah,
on
they
it.
Might not yeah, take them. The, okay. They're good for it. It's an IOU from the restaurant.
So today you got me, Chef Nick, and we got the Vice President of Radio Operations here, Tom Maloney. Mm-hmm. He's running the board and everything, so he makes sure everything's crystal clear except for my headphones if it sound like they're... I'm talking into a can.
We're going to, we got to have another pledge drive just to replace the headphones.
I'm going to have a garage sale. I'm going to have a garage sale.
Yeah.
And whenever I get from it.
There you go. That works.
So it's beautiful out there. The grass is growing, guys, right?
It is.
I already cut my grass on Tuesday.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
Yeah, I had to.
Okay.
Your neighbors love you.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? It's nice and green and it grows. It's cold, but if it warms up, I don't think it's gonna be
knee high by the 4th. It's gonna be up to an elephant's eye by the 4th of July at that point. Yeah.
Let's just start talking about food and booze and stuff like that. So today we have the folks from the Northside Tap on here. We have Chef Eric and we have Chef Rico. And again, I like you to call in 219-769 9577. Give us a call and join the conversation. And you know what? You get some bar chips from the Northside Tap. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Real good. I'm glad you came in. And thank you again. Because Eric is also, I don't know, are you still?
I
From Franklin House?
I oversee the food for the whole company.
The whole company now.
So who's based out of Northside.
Who's the whole company?
Franklin House and Northside Tap.
Okay, so you guys don't have like an over like an umbrella organization name?
FH Bar LLC.
Oh, okay, that's the technical term.
So why don't you introduce yourself to everyone out there?
My name is Eric Bukrevsky. I have been working for the company for 15 years now.
Wow.
I think this is the 15th. I make a bunch of dumb things.
No, they were pretty delicious.
Oh, no, I'm not saying they're not delicious.
He didn't bring the dumb things. He just made the good stuff.
Those are the people who are there after 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
But, yeah, you know, I worked for Franklin House for a long time. We took over Northside a few years ago, and that's been my main focus for the last few years, growing that while also overseeing Franklin House.
So where did you go to school?
Originally from DeMont,
okay,
from a little south of here. I went to Kankakee Valley. I went to Purdue after that for a short stint. I dropped out of college, went on tour with a band, and then started working in kitchens like you do.
And what do you play?
No, I was a tour manager.
Okay.
I took money.
You took money.
Congrats.
So, Rico, give us a little background about yourself.
My name is Rico Canchola. I have been working for the company for about 5 years. I started at Franklin House, worked there full-time, and then when they expanded to Northside, they decided to start doing breakfast. So they moved me over there, and now we do a daily breakfast.
Rico, do you have your name on the side of your glasses?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it says Rico right there.
Rico's everywhere.
Rico is everywhere. Hey, those are my glasses.
So, what other jobs did you guys have? You did the band thing. Did you do anything before you started getting into the food industry?
I worked at a few restaurants. I was a mover. I worked, you know.
Just a hodgepodge of jobs.
Yeah, How about you, Rico?
I did stuff.
I mostly did, physical labor. Like, move furniture. I used to work in a warehouse. I worked in a factory. Then I worked for a big, I don't want to say their name, but a big soda company, and I broke my back.
Okay.
And when that happened, I had to get fused, so I had to look for a different kind of line of work. Kind of went into coffee for a little while, and then that's what kind of got me into food. Okay. And then me being in coffee is how I met Eric.
Okay.
And then, you know, they needed a cook, so I went over, and everything just kind of worked out.
There you go.
So, what got you really into food?
My nana.
Your nana.
Like, the best cook that ever existed. So,
did she cook at an establishment?
No. She, as long as I knew her, she was already retired. And she was, she came down to DeMont and took care of us a little bit, like once a week, but she also, like, we went to her place every Sunday. And this is in Maryville and Crown Point. And she's a little Macedonian tour to, you know, just the most powerful cook you've ever met. So
I feel like everybody says Key that bops. About their nana.
Yeah. You should. If you don't, I'm sorry.
Right. There should be a nana bake. Like, we have all these bake-offs on TV shows with actual chefs. I just want grandmas in the kitchen.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You know? Nana's on the table.
Right.
The kitchen,
yeah. Like, and have them battle it out, because I feel like you're going to get some really great food. So, like, was it for you at an early age, like, hey, Eric, get in the kitchen and mix this sauce or help with these cookies, or was it just the watching and the eating?
It was the watching, the eating. She loved watching Frugal Gourmet.
Going way back.
So I always watched that with her, and then she's just always feeding me things in the kitchen, and it's all things that, like, I very much took for granted at that time. But, like, I love those smells and those flavors, and they're so rare now. It was a whole different culture's cuisine coming from that, and it was so awesome.
Like I said, kebabs. She made kebabs?
Yeah, kebabs and Mleznik and all these.
My friends are Macedonian. Their mother used to make a lot of stuff I used to like to eat.
And they cook. It's such, like, I don't even know how you make that much food at all times. It's like, what are you doing?
What do you do with it if no? It's like leftovers everywhere.
She didn't know how to cook for one person.
Rico, what definitely made you steer into the food industry? Because the food industry is a hard industry. It's not easy.
I think I was just drawn to the creativity part of it, of just creating stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at first it was the coffee, and I was getting really good at, like, latte art and stuff.
Oh, really?
And I thought, you know, I could do skulls on people's coffees.
Huh.
And I thought that was pretty cool. And then
it is cool.
Once I got into, like, kitchens and working and cooking, it was just a little bit different, but like just the creativity of taking all these ingredients and putting together something and making something really good.
There's a satisfaction of like when you make a burger and you set it down and it looks awesome.
Right.
There's every single time, that's like a dopamine hit every time. It's awesome. Right.
Yeah, those are the ones like, I need to take a picture of this before I take it out there. this one looks so
good. Made a
burger
for my wife last night, and she said, this is restaurant quality.
Did she tip you?
No. She didn't even pay the bill or do the dishes. Like, wait a minute here, but like, you're right. Like, yes, in this one moment, this one meal, I have created the greatest burger ever in that moment.
We could do that 60 times a night.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
So since he has such talent at coffee, did you share any of that with, the Franklin House or Northside Tap? Do they do any lattes in
Canada?
No.
We have coffee.
Yeah, Trip.
It's black coffee.
Yeah. Okay, drink. Eric, give us the history about Northside Tap. How it came about, how you guys have developed it, because it's not just a, you like to say, dive bar.
It is?
No, it's got good food, too.
Yeah. There's nothing that says a dive bar can't have good food.
Right.
Dive bars used to be where good food, dive bars weren't always mozzarella stick factories.
Right.
No.
Like, it was homemade food and generally, a family kind of operated it. Getting back to making things there was what I really wanted to do.
So give us some history about the building and where it's come and come to and stuff.
The building's from 1874. Franklin House is 1857.
Two old
buildings.
Right.
They're all weird with no right angles.
Right.
A lot of ghosts.
A lot of ghosts. Yeah. I was just going to say, yeah.
And I live in an apartment above Franklin House.
And you see ghosts?
All the time. I don't see them. I hear them. I hear the floor creaking.
So
and I'm
you
like,
live above Franklin House?
Yeah.
When do you sleep?
At some point.
YouTube videos with white noise helps a lot.
Okay.
Because it is loud.
Yeah.
But where my bedroom is, it's not so close to where most of the noise is.
One of those apartments is basically on top of the speakers.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I was like, I don't even understand how you could live.
Yeah.
I'm the one that got the speakers up there.
So give us a get up.
Northside's 1874. It's been a bar and a hotel. It was like Bond's Hotel originally.
Yeah.
Has operated as, I don't know, people always ask us what things did during Prohibition and stuff. I don't know that bar's history when it comes to it. Franklin House, I know. But
So it was always a bar?
It was always a bar. Okay. There was a fire in 1990 or 89.
Uh-huh.
There's pictures of it around the bar, and one of the apartments above it caught fire. After that point, there was already a catering hall downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
They expanded it, and they basically built a pole barn on top of it, and they started doing catering. That was what the main focus was for until we bought it.
Okay.
The bar was busy, and the bar did stuff and whatever, but
that
the catering
the main
business
draw.
Was,
right.
you know, the one building's a 700-person catering hall, and the one's 350. So that was what the focus was. We acquired it, and by we, I mean our owner acquired it, and... Yeah. I want to say it was 2020. It was November of 2020.
Oh, so in the throes of COVID.
Yeah, and we hadn't been back to work for too terribly long at that point.
Yeah.
And I just remember he had a meeting with us one morning and was like, we acquired Northside. And I was like, he said, the Franklin House family's getting bigger. And I was like, someone's pregnant. And he's like, we acquired Northside. I was like, considerably bigger.
Well, is the bar considerably bigger or just the space where the kitchen is?
I hadn't even been to that kitchen. I didn't even know that kitchen was, I had been to Casa del Roma, which is what the catering hall side of Northside is.
Uh-huh.
I'd been there for events and weddings and stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand what it was. I walked in the first day, he didn't even bring me over for a few weeks, but he brought me over and he walked me in the kitchen and I saw this gigantic kitchen. And I mean, I come from the Franklin House kitchen, which is a hallway.
Right.
So to see it and to see what it was doing.
You could breathe in there.
It was such an eye-opening experience because it was like, we could do everything that, all the dumb stuff we tried to do and wanted to do. We had made buns before. We had done all this stuff. But it was just terrible in that little kitchen. It just decimated. If they got busy at all, it just ruins what you're doing. So it was like, oh, we walked into this. And then we started walking around the building, and it's this big, giant maze, and this has been added on here, and this has been added on here. And
yeah.
So what did you do to change it all inside? What have you? What kind of upgrades or what kind of changes?
Well, we were operating out of the tiny little kitchen up front for the longest time. Uh-huh. And it's just a little two fryer and one flat top kitchen, and it had this beautiful little walk-in. But we moved it all to the back. We started moving equipment to the back little by little because we were starting to make pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And the pizza ovens are in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to be closer to your pizza oven. We were operating two kitchens for almost a year.
Really?
Wow. All right.
Which was dumb. And then,
yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it was just, you know, it was...
Just walking it.
Then we moved everything to the back, which is, I jokingly say, a quarter mile away from the restaurant, but you get your steps in. But that allowed us to expand everything. And everything that was hard to do in the little kitchen just became immediately easier.
Right.
Like, we made crunch wraps. That's one of the things that we were doing. If we did it up front, you would hate your whole life. Mm-hmm. It would just ruin everything you were doing because it takes up this much space for a few minutes as you have your tortilla out. You go to the big kitchen in the back, you go, oh, I can make 10 of these at once.
Right.
I remember one of our cooks had a to-go order of 15 Italian beefs. Those all go in the oven.
Right.
Up front, it's a life-altering experience.
Yeah, it would have been a nightmare. Right. It would have been a nightmare in the front.
You literally looked at the ticket and been like, this will take an hour and a half. And then I walk in and she's like, I put 15 beefs on one tray in the pizza oven. It was awesome. And I was like, that's my favorite.
So you got big stone brick oven?
Yep. They're two Baker's Pride.
Oh, wow.
Two Baker's Pride ovens from the 70s.
They're the best.
There's three parts on them.
Yeah.
If there's only three parts that can break.
Yeah.
And they're endlessly
it's not
available.
The stone.
No, and we do only pan pizzas, so I don't
know. You don't even put anything on the stone.
They never get dirty.
It's right. Awesome. You don't get any cornmeal on it or anything
Nothing.
Like that.
It's awesome.
So, Rico, how did you get over to the Northside Tap compared to you were at the Franklin House?
Because 5 years ago was COVID.
Yeah. So were you there? I started December
of
19.
Okay.
Yeah, and then when I only worked like 3 months.
Yeah.
And then we shut down for COVID.
He reopened the restaurant.
And then when we came back, it was just he and I were the only two, and we cleaned the entire kitchen, like every dish, utensil, everything that we used had to be washed because it was all
sitting
dusty.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They redid the ceiling during that time.
Oh. Yeah, they did the ceilings and stuff, so they were working.
They visqueened everything off, but let me tell you, it didn't work.
Yeah, it was, and everything was dusty everywhere. Yeah.
But that was an entire process of learning how to reopen the restaurant. It was pretty funny. Okay.
So you guys formed a bond, and that's why you moved over with him?
We were talking about doing breakfast. Rico, as good as he is at everything else, he is chiefly reliable.
Yeah.
Wildly reliable. And
you could take a broom and just pound on the ceiling and wake him up.
Yeah. I'm not there that early, but to be open for breakfast, we open at 7 in the morning.
I know. I used to work for around the clock. He had to be reliable.
At a bar where everyone is usually hungover.
I know. At just being home at 7 in the morning.
At 10 in the morning at that point. Yeah.
So, we were talking about it. And I was like, man, Rico is like rock solid, dependable. Like, and that's the thing you want of someone that's going to be there way earlier than you are.
Yeah. Right.
Franklin House opens at 11 a.m. My cook doesn't show up, I'm already around. I can figure that out. My cook doesn't show up at 6 in the morning, they've got to call me and wake me up. And,
yeah.
Right.
So, and that was like, all right, well, let's see if Rico can cook breakfast. Rico can cook breakfast. So
we're talking. I do enjoy being up early and stuff too.
So yeah. Rico, are you cooking the eggs in a pan or are you doing them on the skillet?
On the flat top.
Okay.
So we have a stove.
How about hash browns? Are you actually buying a hash brown and kind of doing it?
Yeah, we buy.
Well, because I grew up and it was called American fries. You know what an American fries is? So we used to boil the potatoes, and as kids, we'd be sitting on a bucket down in the basement of the patio peeling potatoes so we could slice them up for American fries.
Oh, my gosh.
That was our thing.
No, we get them already done. That they somebody does that for us.
That's good.
Yeah.
Folks, you're listening to Let's Eat. We want you to call in. We have Northside Tap here, 219-769-9577. They got some gift tokens to give out. So give us a call and join the conversation. Real quick, because we haven't got to, what are the hours of operations there?
7 a.m. to midnight. Basically, I'm going to go Monday through Thursday. Friday, we're open until 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, we open later, so we open at 10 a.m. and we run till midnight. The kitchen, the kitchen's open at 7 a.m. every morning.
Really?
The kitchen's open till we close.
Oh, you mean you close like at midnight and stuff?
The kitchen is
That's
open.
That's rare.
So Franklin House is the same way. Kitchen's open till 2. They technically serve, well, I mean, by Indian.
You're probably getting carryouts from people just from the outside.
Oh, yeah. That's,
yeah, that's cool.
And we do breakfast only until, at Northside, only until 11 a.m. But the full menu is available beginning at 7 a.m. I mean, like, all day long, full menu.
Pizza's limited. Pizza is available from 11 a.m. on, and then it stops at either 9 on the weekdays or 10 on the weekends.
Well, you guys both seem pretty pumped about your menu and stuff. Tell us about your menu, just briefly. And just tell us about some of the items you brought in, too.
So when we came in, pretty basic bar menu, tacos, burgers, all that stuff. We just started doing it a little better. Was trying to make things in-house. We do all homemade buns. We do our beloved Italian beef on our homemade bread. We do our chicken tenders, which I think are the best.
Oh, my God, they're delicious.
We do our chicken wings, which predate me. We just started trying to execute it better, everything. Just all the systems in place. But the big thing that we started doing was our pizza.
Right.
And that's the thing that we love.
And what kind of pizza is that?
It's Detroit-style pizza, true to style. So
let's get into that right after this. First, we got Gary calling in, not from Gary, from Hobart. Gary, welcome to Let's Eat.
Gary, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm good. I was looking at the menu and going through all of their Facebook pages and everything here while you guys were talking, you know, and been a while since I've been to the Franklin House. And, you know, I was curious about, you say, about entertainment and bands and noise upstairs. Well, how do you find out who's playing at your place?
So,
you know, when you...
Currently...
It's a Facebook page is sort of behind, you know, you're...
Currently, we aren't booking any live bands.
Okay.
Franklin House does do some live music, a little bit, but Franklin House is mainly DJs and entertainment of that sort.
Oh, okay.
Northside, the future is still up in the air.
Okay.
I used to personally book a bunch of original music. That's kind of the thing I love doing here. But it's something we just haven't done in a while.
Okay.
Well, what do you think's your top burger then? I was looking at all the burgers, like the one with the peanut butter.
Oh, Franklin House is definitely a house burger. I'm telling you that. Northside, they're all smash burgers, so you do whatever you want. I don't care.
Okay, so there are different burgers at each location.
Franklin House has like a cast of characters, and they have their own, like, we have burgers with names and stuff. And Northside, it's like you can do whatever you want to it.
Yeah, peanut butter and egg on the one.
That's the baby.
One.
It's delicious. It really is.
I might have to try it when I get there.
What we're going to do is we're going to send you out some chips so you get a chance to visit the Northside Tap out in Valparaiso.
Oh, these are quite literally, they are like poker chips.
They're like poker chips.
Yeah.
Gary, so we're going to send them out, and this way you get a burger on the house.
Oh, part of
all right.
Part of
thank
it.
You very much. Keep
right.
up the good work.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
So on that... real quick, I know we want to get into those Detroit-style pizzas, but music in restaurants, is that something that, for a while, it seemed like that used to be a draw for restaurants in Northwest Indiana, come see original acts and hear live music. Has that faded away, or is it just kind of an ebb and a flow within the restaurant industry? Because you've dabbled now, obviously, in both, in the music world and the...
I was booking multi-band original shows, not cover bands. I was booking, concerts.
Okay.
And we had a YouTube channel. We still do. Like, we were filming it. We were doing all sorts of stuff, bringing in touring acts from all over the country.
So not just the local garage band from
also,
you know,
with all
Hobart
those
or,
local garage bands.
Yeah.
Those are my bread and butter.
Right. Yeah.
Those are what allow me to have, you know, everything. But that just, as I moved to Northside, that kind of just became a different pull there.
Okay.
They put up wild numbers with doing DJs and stuff. So I understand.
So the DJ's coming back, you think?
Currently. I mean, our house DJ, Zach at Franklin House, rules. He's he's the best person you ever met in your life. Like, just, and everyone that meets him loves him. He's a big, big, big boy. Calls himself Vanilla Gorilla. He is big boy. And he is awesome. And he is such a sweetheart. And just connects with the audience like you wouldn't believe. And he knows that. And he's a karaoke host. And he does a bunch of other stuff. He toasts her trivia. That
So he kind of does it all, yeah.
He's just like the perfect fit to be doing stuff down
there.
Gotcha.
So this Detroit-style pizza, how did you come about to making that compared to just doing a super thin crust in a firewood oven?
I started...
You know, deep dish, which I don't like deep dish, but a deep dish? Or
deep dish takes like 45 minutes.
A deep dish
and
is
we're
just,
at
20. You might as well eat lasagna.
I mean, don't get... I love it, but like, I get it.
Yeah, well, I like your pizza. Though.
Sometimes I'm in the mood for lasagna. Sometimes I'm in the mood for a
right.
different pasta.
So why'd you go the Detroit style?
It's the same dough. Like I can make a round pizza from it. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It's just how we went about it. But that Detroit
it
style
makes it different.
Detroit style is. I mean, we knew we wanted one pizza size for like because we're at Northside. We were clearly running out of Northside. We only have so much bar or table space.
Okay.
So you don't want to go huge. You bring out a pizza, your whole table's covered.
Yeah, Supreme Pizza is going to take up an entire seating area.
So I wanted to make sure it stayed small. I had Detroit-style pizza. I loved it.
Is it truly from a Detroit? Is it really a Detroit-like
yeah.
thing?
Okay. The original pans are blue carbon steel auto parts pans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And... I like that's awesome.
That's so cool.
That is very, very,
that costs
very
nothing
Motor City.
Now. And
yeah.
Now get a carbon steel pan, and it costs you like $40 a pop for them. But no, that was. It is from that region, uh-huh. but also like they do things a very certain way. It's like brick cheese and sauce at the end.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Some people don't, but I don't know. There's something about that like. It is thick, but it's airy and light.
Right.
It's very buttery. It was moist. Sometimes right. you bite into a Detroit slice, and it's like it's dry. It's
mm-hmm.
crusty.
No.
And it's not necessarily the most chewable pizza. This was like every single
good.
Bite was delicious.
Yeah, and the crust was just tons of flavor.
That char on the outside of
what
the
you
want
to call
crust.
It? Almost it's like cheese. Saying it's like the fond.
It's cheese edge to edge.
Right. Is it? Okay.
So, like, whenever I have a new cook and they've worked pizza, I have to break them. I'm like,
right.
no, this cheese goes all the way to the edge.
See, yeah. I don't know where people get this where they want to put the cheese in the middle and have a... I like the cheese all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Any pizza.
This is like... To the, like you were yeah. touch, I always build the pizza by doing the walls first and then everything else in the
so,
middle.
How many ounces is that dough ball that you throw in that pan?
It's 260 grams.
Oh, you go by the grams. I don't know grams.
We're baking. We don't.
I'm a comm major, not a math guy.
Is it a 12-ounce dough ball?
You don't have to do math. The scale does everything. Like,
that's see, there you go. The calculator on my phone tells me everything I need to know. Yeah.
Sorry, what did you say?
Is it about 12 ounces or 10?
Really?
I'm surprised.
Call us and let us know.
The only people that can do that math that quick are bakers and people that you're not supposed to talk to. So,
now, how long, did I ask you, how long has Northside Tap been there?
1874.
No, since you've taken over.
About
20, since 2020?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is the bar area bigger than the Franklin House?
No.
It's smaller.
It's smaller.
And you have entertainment in there?
Currently, no.
No.
Okay. At some point again, yes, but currently it is a pretty quaint little bar.
Yeah. What's your most popular dish?
That's a very good question.
Rico, what do you make a lot of, you feel like? What time do you leave, Rico?
I usually leave by like 2 p.m.
Okay.
I'm
so
like breakfast, lunch
okay.
kind of thing.
So,
but I think I make...
Probably do a lot of prepping, though.
Yeah, I do a lot of prep because it's not as busy in the mornings,
right.
So I do a lot of that so they can cook in the evenings. But I want to say...
Italian beef?
Italian beef, yeah. I was just going to say Italian beef is something I make
Italian
a
beef,
lot.
A lot of chicken tenders.
Lots of chicken tenders,
the chicken tenders were fantastic.
I saved the beef. The wings were delicious.
That's the thing that predates me by far. That's
yeah.
like...
And they're the wings aren't like a traditional what you would get at a regular wing house where it's like... It's battered and fried. Like these are like
a
crispy.
It's a dry rub.
Dry.
Yeah.
Like, and
yeah.
every bite was like it had a crunch to it. Without being burnt and without having a lot of weird flavors. Sometimes
right.
those dry rubs, they either get really hot or they just like, oh, that was a whole peppercorn I just bit into and my mouth tastes like a peppercorn.
You know, I want to talk about wings real quick. What I like about your wings, they're smaller. Not meaning smaller like in like tiny, tiny. But you go to some of these places,
they're
you get
jumbo.
These big, you get those big old jumbo.
They're
nasty.
They're both jumbos. So Franklin House is a traditional buffalo wing. So
okay.
wing gets thrown at oil,
right?
Dropped.
No,
yeah.
nothing.
So
yeah.
you're gonna end up with a bigger wing. These are baked first, then bagged, then frozen.
No,
then
but
whatever.
There's wings that you get that are Just huge.
Oh, we are side by side, like, because we get jumbos.
But I was going to say, I don't like them when they're big. I think it's more tender when they're smaller.
I think the process that we do, that baking, that'll shrink it a little bit before we then fry it.
Yeah.
So you're fried to order.
It's sort of almost like roasting it like a roast, like you're breaking it down a little bit.
You get
more.
A twice bake.
Because I ate that, like, I didn't taste it. I wasn't pulling on tendons. Nope. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You sometimes get those big wings. So it's like, oh, these are nice and fat on top.
Yeah,
you
go eat it. I will never eat a turkey leg. Like, eating it. People do that at like a Renaissance fair or just a regular county fair.
Have you been to the Ren fair? You're going to eat a turkey leg. It's awesome.
That's fair. That's a fair point.
Yeah, pretty much any time I was in. In the vicinity of a turkey leg, I was going to eat that turkey leg.
Yeah, but it's a difficult eat. It's folks, tough. The tendons are there. Yeah.
Folks, you're listening to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. Give us a call, 219-769-9577. And we have the folks from Northside Tap. We have Chef Eric and his cook, Rico, and they're giving out gift cards. So give us a call, ask them a question, get a gift card.
So you guys aren't... like in terms of recent guests, we've had several recent guests who are running kitchens for multiple locations. So how do you guys decide what wings are done at Franklin House? What wings are done at Northside? What burgers at Northside? What burger? Why not take the fan favorites from from Franklin House and bring them over to Northside and vice versa? So how do you kind of keep the separation of church and state between the two?
Identity thing too.
Yeah.
So each place having its own identity is very important.
Okay.
That doesn't mean people that like Franklin House won't like Northside. It doesn't mean, you know, like...
Yeah.
I don't want one customer base. I would like a Venn diagram,
right.
Two of them
right.
Overlapping. Northside makes a lot of food for Franklin House.
Okay.
Because it's become a central commissary almost.
It's because we can do things. We make all the Italian beef for Franklin House. All of it's... Like, we do our own beef. It's made there. We do a lot. We wash a lot of towels for Franklin House. but no, like, there's a lot of things we just order in or, you know, stuff like all the St. Paddy's Day stuff was made at Northside and it's split between the two, stuff like that. So, and that's like a giant, giant undertaking.
Well, you know what's cool, Tom, is they make their own breads.
Yes.
Tell us about some of the. I saw the brioche.
I'm looking at the sandwiches here on the website at Northside.
You just go off the Facebook. I'm going to say our digital presence is as antiquated as the building.
Got it. Okay.
It's okay. No, that's.
But like the bun is like it looks great, and like having eaten it, like it is soft, it is airy, it is buttery, it is everything I want in a bun.
We were making lots of dough already. We're making lots of pizza dough, and we jokingly say you should flour max, which means sell as much flour as possible.
Right.
Making bread was the next logical step. Okay. We were making. She was our prep cook Patty was already making the bread for our Italian beef before. I did not like it at all. And I wanted her to change the bread. We went off a Richard Burtonet French baguette recipe.
Right.
Learning how to make that was fun because it's the stickiest dough in the world. Taught her how to do it. She then made it better than I ever could because she's really good at that repetitive technique stuff.
Yeah.
Then the logical thing I told her, I was like, I want to start making buns. And I had made brioche before and I've a few years prior was working on it for a little bit for Franklin House and Franklin House just got too busy to keep up but learning how to do that with her and teaching her how to do this was awesome because again she's so good at all that repetitive stuff all of those processes and they're just perfect.
And what's her name again?
Patty.
So you've got Patty prepping bread. You've got Rico coming in and prepping breakfast starting at what time? 7 a.m.?
7 a.m., yes.
So how much of the workload then in terms of the kitchen is all just prep work? Because that's something I don't think we've ever really gotten into on the show is like just...
The prep runs the kitchen.
Yeah.
The prep falls apart.
It's...
Absolutely.
No matter what you're doing, say you want to do a big giant St. Paddy's Day or whatever, you have to make all of that stuff and you've got to get it all done.
Yeah.
So prep is everything.
Right. Prep and your prep sheet, right?
Pretty much the first thing I do when I get the kitchen started is go through everything and look what we need. And then I write it up on a board. So we have this prep list.
We have a big giant walk-in in the kitchen that's stainless steel and our... The whole side of it is a prep list.
Right.
That's what we use, and it's our board.
That's what I used to do. You go in. I used to have it on the clipboard, and you go in, and you go and just write it down. And then when the people come in, you have assignments.
Yeah.
And you get it done, and everything runs. I mean, every restaurant's like that. I mean, unless you're making sauces in the pan, things like that. But for the most part, the prep list and the prep people are very important.
There's plenty of prep that he'll be doing. There's plenty of prep that I basically do. There's tons of prep that Patty does, but it's different. She's like the factory side of it.
Yeah.
But there's stuff that the afternoon people do. There's stuff that the night people do.
Right.
So
how many people are there between like the bartenders or the barkeeps, the servers, the cooks?
We are a small operation.
Are you
big,
really?
Big building. There is, he's in first, Patty comes in shortly thereafter or at the same time, and then I come in a little later, 2 o'clock, the next person comes in, 4 to 5 o'clock, the next person comes in.
That's only like five or six people.
2 to 3 people in the kitchen, really.
Okay.
Maybe 4. We have a dude that works for us, too. He's kind of like...
That's another thing. You don't want too many people in the kitchen.
Oh, it's a big space, though. You can you could cram 6-7 people in there.
Yeah, I just felt like if you keep it, you keep it slim, it's efficient.
It's
when you have too many, then someone always seems to
hang out.
There should be a saying for that, Nick. There should be a saying for
too many cooks.
People
cooks
in that.
No, that's different.
Commissary area. Yeah.
So, I noticed that you make, you say you, when you do a different pizza every month? Or
every week.
Every week you have a different.
Sometimes we have.
How do you come up with all the ideas?
Sometimes it's a 2-week gestation period of I'm like, I'm going to make this pizza. We're going to do that. And sometimes it's like, all right, let's see what we got. And, or like the last pizza, I called it my father's house. It's the pizza that my dad orders every single time he's there. And I did it when he was on vacation, so he won't see it.
Nice.
But, like, you know, some specials are bigger than others. Some are just what you want to run for the week, but it's all about putting the new stuff out.
Describe your sauce for the Detroit pizza.
San Marzano.
No, is it sweeter or is it? I felt like it was in the middle.
It's quite balanced.
Yeah, that's what I felt like.
I think everything should have some sweetness to it.
Yeah.
But, it is all San Marzano tomatoes and a bunch of garlic and... It's simmering on a stovetop.
It's a deep red. Yep. It's full of flavor. Where you get some of those. Sometimes you get the marinaras or the sauces, and it's like it's runny or watery, and it doesn't have the flavor.
It's a pizza sauce. It should be thick,
and it has to hold on top.
And because we sauce at the end, if you put a runny sauce on, you now have a very wet pizza.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about some other things you make, though. Do you do soups?
We do. I don't personally make the soups. We jokingly call him Soup Guy.
Okay.
But he makes all our soups and gravies, and he's very good at soups and gravies.
He's like
you guys. You guys brought some. The pictures are on Instagram.
Yeah. Let's Eat PLD.
You guys brought a whole bunch of sauces. You guys make all the sauces. He makes them all in house.
We make 4 of them in house. I think our mild, medium, hot. Hot is Patty's hot sauce that goes on everything. Tacos, wings, I don't care. Like, it's the best hot sauce.
Okay.
And then we'd make a spicy barbecue called Intimidator.
The Intimidator?
It's basically a rip off of a very famous bankrupt wing chain that
noted. Okay.
That has a sauce called Daytona sauce.
Yeah.
And we called it Intimidator.
Wasn't that the name of the Charlie Sheen pitch in Major League 2? If you touch it, you can name it. And he called it the Intimidator.
More like I definitely know all these.
Okay. Just want to make sure I'm on the same wavelength there.
Folks, we only got like 10 minutes left of this conversation, so you want to call in 219-769-9577. Talk to the guys from the Northside Tap out of Valparaiso. We have Chef Eric and his cook Rico. Give us a call, and they got gift cards, 219-769-9577. Rico, what's one of your most popular breakfast items? Do people just come in and get the 2 eggs over easy stuff, or they get sandwiches? Or
we do have a breakfast burrito, and we have a breakfast quesadilla, which are both pretty popular. But I think just our breakfast platter is the most.
What's that?
What comes on the platter?
Breakfast platter is just your hash browns, 3 pieces of bacon, two eggs, and 2 pieces of toast.
Now, do a lot of people sit down in there and eat, or are they taking it with them?
Oh, yeah. I make more of it in-house, for dine-in than I do. It's kind of rare that I make breakfast to go.
Yeah, it's kind of not.
You know,
the best
biscuits and gravy are better.
Oh, you do
to
biscuit,
sit down and
you
eat.
You got biscuits and gravy.
Yeah,
right?
Oh,
you
probably
make your own biscuits.
Yes, Patty makes our biscuits, absolutely.
Let's talk about some other things on the menu here, Eric. You got, roast beef, right? What size is your burgers?
Our burgers are all 4 ounce. They're smash burgers.
I love. I like them crispy on the
edge. So good. Yes,
we got pretty good at it, so I like doing it.
Nachos. You got nachos with roasted pork on it.
You can do pork. You can do beef. You can. The carnitas are made in house. Everything is.
You can do like grilled chicken on nachos as well.
Meatballs.
We haven't done the meatballs, so if you see meatballs, it'll probably be a Franklin House.
Okay. How about pancakes? You do pancakes?
No. We do French toast, though. We do French toast. It's very good.
How about BLTs? You make BLTs?
Absolutely. Yes.
Hot dogs?
Yep.
You do the wings? You do a fried chicken sandwich?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Taco wraps? I'm trying to let everyone know of all the things that you do.
Crunchwrap Supremacy would be.
It was so good. Oh, man. If nobody else has gone back and eaten the other half of it, I'm probably going to take that down here in about 15 minutes.
Avocado toast, you do that?
No.
No, I saw that. I thought I saw that on something. What's M-O-C-H-I?
Mochi?
Mochi?
That's not us.
Okay. I don't know what I was looking at. Any desserts?
No. Currently, no. That's like the thing that, like, it's the thing.
Probably
I'll
Clue
chase.
And Cream?
I mean, sure. You can,
a beer.
Yeah.
There's plenty of sweet drinks. Go out there.
Anything gluten-free?
I mean, from time to time. I've been working on a gluten-free crust for a while. I can do it if you specifically ask me.
And the last thing, because you guys do so many things, do you have a secret menu?
Not people there. Franklin House got a secret menu.
Yeah, because of all the years.
But... As we're about to launch like our full menu for the first time in about a month.
Okay.
If you walk
at Northside.
Yeah. You walk into Northside at like 10:55, you could be handed a breakfast menu, a pizza menu, and a bar menu, and you're like, I know.
That's a lot of menus.
And we're running Lent specials right now, so you can get four menus.
We got Simon here he's from St. John. Simon, how are you?
Oh, great, guys. Love your show. Glad to hear about the local food scene, and I remember going to Franklin House as a younger man to see some cool rock bands and have a few beers, and now it's great to hear that they've got some great food going there.
We've got it all over the place now.
So have you ever visited the Northside Tap yet, or no?
I have, but it's been a while. I'm living in the other side of the county now, so it's a little bit more of a drive to get out there, but if I make it back out that way, what's the staple? What should I get for a first time or a guy that hasn't been there in a while?
I'd recommend getting a pizza.
Yeah, the Detroit pizza is really good, Simon.
It's worth the drive.
We've had it from other people, right, Tom? And this one,
I don't
want
to name names.
We're not going to name names, but this one I would say is number one.
And you brought two in today, Eric. What were the Detroit styles you brought in today?
I brought in one called Nervous Sister and another one called Lean on Sheena.
And the Lean on Sheena has got sausage and the sautéed peppers.
It's stewed peppers.
Stewed peppers.
And fresh peppers.
And I'll be honest, I would look at that on the menu and be like, yeah, I'll just go with the classic pepperoni or something. But it was so good. Like,
the crust
it was just,
is so
oh,
good.
Man, just absolutely fantastic.
So we're going to entice them, right, Don?
We got to entice them.
Okay, so we got Eric and
Rico. Looking forward to getting
here.
Out there.
Do it.
Okay, so what we got is we got some these
the poker chips
with values on them. And we're going to send you out.
They're heavy. They got some weight to them.
We're going
to
send you out some poker chips in the mail, and gives you a reason to go visit the Northside Tap out in Valparaiso.
Wow, excellent, guys. I look forward to that Detroit pizza, man. That sounds excellent.
It is.
All right. Thank you, Simon.
Thanks calling in. Folks, we've only got a few more minutes. If you want to join the conversation, 219-769-9577. We have the guys from the Northside Tap, Chef Eric and his cook, Rico. Give us a call. Give us a comment. And we'll be happy to send you out gift cards from the Northside Tap.
So, we talk to a lot of bakers in here when they come in. They, you know, it's like in other restaurateurs, ideas for food. So, like, Eric, you talked about, like, yeah, there's this pizza that I want to make this week or there's something that I want to do. How do you guys work through the idea process of bringing something to life in the restaurant, whether it's a food, whether it's a drink, if it's a breakfast item? Is it like it goes on the big board for a month or two and you marinate on it? Is it just let's whip it up in the kitchen, see how it is? Oh, this is good. Throw it on as a special. How does that process work?
Almost everything. Like, that's how we kind of grow is we start as a special. The Crunchwrap right. was a special, and it sold like crazy. And mm-hmm. I looked at them, and I was like, was this hard? And they're like, no. I was like, yeah. Well, and, like, I asked the cooks, like, what do you think? And they're like, yeah. it's great. And I was like, all right. And then we did one that was a fried chicken Crunchwrap, and okay. they were like, we hate you. Because they were like, you added 6 minutes to
right.
this process. Right.
Like you said, you put it on a menu board,
yeah.
special.
And but a lot of the specials, they start out, it's just an idea, or we'll mm-hmm. be jokingly talking about it. I'm like, that'd be really fun as a pizza. And I have a big problem with, like, fusion things. I don't like smashing two things together. Mm-hmm. You get bad results sometimes, but... if I can, there's always ingredients that can play off each other. It's always just, what can you balance to make something taste good? The
yeah.
end of the day, I'm just trying to make something that tastes awesome. And it doesn't necessarily have to be what I thought it was.
Okay.
Do you deal with the bar? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Do you deal with the bar at all?
I don't. You know, I order a lot of stuff for them. I make they got limes and lemons and all the cups.
But you don't need. Are you involved with any of their seasonal drinks or any ideas like that?
Northside, we are a dive bar at heart. Mm-hmm. Would you like a cold beer?
Yes,
yeah. We have got you. Would you awesome. Like liquor?
Is it well in, cold beer? Is it in a frosty mug?
We have our tall is a 32-ounce. It's a fishbowl. It is mm-hmm. huge and. We've talked about it. I was like, why don't we like go back to like 20 ounces like Franklin House? And they're like, these people love this. And it's just yeah. a big old giant.
Oh, yeah, just huge.
We're
mug.
Not like a frosty mug place. We are. Don't yeah. We have glassware.
Yeah, but do you guys deal with any of the local breweries?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean,
what's the one that's by you? The Journeyman? Or
That's right there. You know, okay. you fall down the hill to get there. But
that's not important.
I mean,
not
we've
really
always
exciting.
Been. We've been tight with Three Floyds forever. Uh-huh. And we like.
You're
like,
currently rocking a Three Floyds Amico hat, which I've never seen before.
Yeah, I know.
It's the Amico logo, yeah. and it says Three Floyds on it yeah. for anybody who doesn't see the hat. But, like, absolutely
we've
fantastic.
Always been close with them. Northside is much – Franklin House is, like, 110 unique beers.
Okay.
It's a lot.
It's crazy.
Yeah. yeah.
And Sean does an incredible job of doing all that stuff. And Northside is a much more focused list. But
okay.
You can still – like, it's – a beer and shop bar, but my beer can still be a zombie dust. My beer,
okay.
you know, and I love that it's a beer and shop bar. So
yeah.
Well, now you got such a large kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay. A central commissary. Actually, you probably can produce and try to sell into other places. How about a food truck? You ever guys thought about that
we
one yet?
We had Franklin House had a food truck.
Oh, did they?
And it would have been so much easier if we had this kitchen when we did.
There's a
garage door. There's a, like,
yeah.
man, it's crazy.
It's the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah,
It feels more like a laboratory than yeah. it does a kitchen.
It sounds like a laboratory.
Yeah.
It sounds almost like a... Because
I like being a mad scientist and
yeah, almost like
creating
like
something.
A hospital kitchen, or you're in like a school kitchen where it's just like there's steel tables everywhere and... you just have free reign, and you can, you know, basically run and hide from the velociraptors in there.
All the equipment I could ever, ever want to get rid of.
And space.
So there's so much stuff there.
You guys ready for a little bit of a Let's Eat questionnaire?
Sure.
Okay. You ready, Rico?
Yes.
Okay. Question number one. Since it's pet week, or pet day, I mean, dogs or cats?
Cats.
Cats.
Dogs.
Dogs.
I love them both, but
yeah, I have both.
I had two dogs, and I lost both of them last year.
Oh.
And then I got my cat. So.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm kind of on both, but
if you had only one superpower, what would it be?
Oh my! It's funny. This is a question on our application.
Oh, is it?
It's a question
oh,
on our
application. That's where I got it from. I was filling it out. Yeah. Saying, why did you hire me?
One superpower? I'll take flight.
How about you, Rico?
I would do the Wolverine's regeneration.
Regeneration?
Yeah. I got one for you. Mine would be the ability to find anything that is lost.
Mine would be
keys, remote control.
That would be a superpower.
Yeah.
If you fly, you don't need keys, dog.
That's true.
Mine would be something more like healing. That's how I am.
That's Wolverine.
Yeah.
One dessert you can only have forever. You can't have any other dessert, but when you're wanting sweet to be fixed, what would it be?
I am wildly plain when it comes to this, but I love a really good vanilla cone, like a sugar cone,
just by itself,
one scoop.
Oh,
like
okay.
on a hot day.
No, man,
there's like almost nothing better in life for me.
How about you, Rico?
I would have to say the Oreo.
Oh,
the Oreo is like my favorite of all sweets.
Well, we got Easter coming up, so would you rather have jelly beans or malted chocolate balls?
Malted chocolate balls, 100%.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of jelly beans.
Hot dog. Ketchup or no ketchup?
No ketchup. Mustard.
Ketchup.
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 Oh, you were just talking about ice cream. Soft serve or hard scoop?
Hard scoop.
I like the soft serve.
I like them both, yeah. But...
Tom, what do you like?
Depends on what I'm eating. If I'm just eating ice cream at home, it's the hard scoop.
It's Valpo Velvet forever.
There you go. Yeah.
If you can open any kind of themed restaurant, you can have.
Themed?
Yeah, like Italian, Mexican. What kind of restaurant? Or seafood. What kind of restaurant would you...
I would probably be Mexican because tacos over everything forever. But
how about you, Rico?
I don't know what kind of food I would do, but it would be a Halloween theme. That's what I would do.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I don't think anybody's ever come in with a Halloween theme. Like,
yeah, eating popcorn all the time that's in like those
the caramel crunch.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Candy corn popcorn. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, blackjack or poker?
Blackjack.
Blackjack.
Okay. Cubs or Sox?
Cubs.
Sox.
Sox.
Cubs. Favorite smell? We were just talking about smells.
Garlic. Cooking garlic.
You like sauteed garlic? Garlic?
I would say either grilling onions or bacon.
Really? I would say breakfast in the morning.
With
the coffee smell and all that kind of stuff.
That's true,
I like sautéed peppers. Like this time of the year, sautéed peppers and onions on a brat. Like that smell. But yeah.
How do you like your eggs?
Sunny side up.
Over easy.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, over easy as well.
Okay, if there was 6 words to describe Northside Tap, how would you describe it?
There's one word I can't say, whole dive bar, awesome pizza.
Oh, you got one more. You put dive bar as. Oh, I wouldn't. Okay. How about you, Rico?
The best dive bar food in town.
Around.
That's 7. Around. Yeah, there you go. That works.
Last one. If there was one song that they say, okay, you want to listen to music, you want to listen to your song, but you can only listen to one song forever, what would it be?
I'd listen to punk rock.
No, one song.
But it'd be Famous Friends and Fashion Drunks by a Wilhelm Scream. There you go.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Try to come along with that one.
How about you, Rico?
I would have to say A Small Victory by Faith No More.
Okay.
Rico's music is eccentric.
My playlist at work is like everywhere. Everywhere.
Eric, any future plans with Northside Tap? Are they thinking about branching out or anything like that?
There's always something coming, but it's always kind of up in the air. So
right.
Who knows? I'll be making a bunch of weird food. I always do.
Do you guys have any contests there or philanthropy projects? Are you guys doing anything with charity or anything like that?
Not really.
Are you guys involved with the crawl?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
We're at the top of the hill. Good luck getting to us if you've been drinking.
Yeah, they should start there.
Yeah.
Anything I forgot?
I don't know. Every Monday, we do cheap pizza.
Okay.
So it's discounted, and it's usually pretty busy and fun.
So. Anything I forgot, Rico, you think?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not that I can think of.
I'll start with
you,
Rico. Who would you like to thank?
What's that?
Who would you like to thank?
Who would I like to thank?
Like...
I would like to thank the whole organization for giving me an opportunity.
Okay. And how about you, Eric?
I think I like working for Sean and Matt. Sean's our GM. Matt's the owner. I thank them for putting up with a lot of what we do, but it seems to be working pretty fun. So.
Okay. And you got the ears of all your customers out there. What would you like to tell them to come in and get?
Come get a pizza. It's going to it will absolutely change your views. I'm telling you right now, I know if you take one bite, I got you forever.
I think Detroit sucks a little less now. As a Blackhawks fan.
Do we get out there in Detroit?
I don't think they hear us out there. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to thank Chef Eric and Rico from the Northside Tap for joining us today.
Cool.
And,
thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah. So, Tom, thanks for... being the sidekick with me today, or I'm your sidekick, one of the two.
I was going to say, I'll wear the red, you can wear the black, and you get to drive.
Okay, sounds good. Folks, I want to thank you all for joining us here on Let's Eat. We'll be here in a couple weeks. Who do I got? I got Pepe's Tacos coming up for Cinco de Mayo. I know that.
That's in like a month.
Which Pepe's?
The one in Merrillville.
Okay. Oh, still there? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They moved. They're on south of 30 now on Broadway.
Okay. Yeah. So, again, I want to thank everyone out there for listening to Let's Eat. We enjoy having you listen, and hopefully you stay in tune and keep on calling us, and I enjoy doing this show with Tom. And thank you, Tom, for being my sidekick.
You read that script perfectly. Thank you.
I know.
You.
Came out of my mind. Anyways, everyone have a great afternoon. Have a great weekend. It's going to be warm. Don't forget to gather around with your family and tell them all that you love them and give them a big old hug. And don't forget your pets, because it is pet day. So look at them straight in the eyes and give them a big old kiss and say, Yasu!